to a new episode of Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
Oh, Shorty. I'm going this way.
I'm Ivan.
I'm Jonathan.
All right. Jonathan's back.
Back.
Welcome back, sir. Welcome back. And then we have Shorty here. She's coming in to review our book of the week.
Book of the week.
What? Book of the month?
Book of the month.
The book.
The book.
Of the month.
Yes, we actually all read a communal read of Fables, Legends in Exile. So it's a title published by Vertigo.
It just came out of the book.
It just came out of the book.
I know. It? You know what? I had put it.
Hello.
Can you speak? Why do I do that? No, por qué.
I thought we were taking on live callers.
I am so sorry, guys.
Is that a live call?
So sorry. Professionalism at its best. So we all read Fables, Legends of Exile. It is a Vertigo, DC Vertigo title. Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. And this is book number one. Basically, what did you guys think about this book? Let's just go right into it.
Go ahead, John. I'll go last. Go ahead, John.
He's going to go last because he's going to complain about it. I actually really... Well, I think I had mentioned in one of our other episodes, the only other episode, what is it? Episode one?
No, we had an episode.
You
were there in spirit.
I had played the video game The Wolf Among Us, so that's how I had... that's how I was introduced into these characters and everything. So it was cool to go back into... Even though that, I guess that's a spinoff, but it was cool to see the same characters back in, so I kind of recognized everything already. So I really enjoyed it. I thought the artwork was kind of dated. I mean, I don't know how old that...
So he's 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
10 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that.
And I liked it, though. It was cool to see the same characters that I already had gotten used to playing that game, which was really awesome. And cool to see the fairy tale characters in a different... a different light, I guess you could say, a different setting, like getting a different feel for what you're usually used to seeing with, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk, Snow White, the Big Bad Wolf, all that stuff. It was cool to see him in a different light, on a different light. I said that already like five times, but so I enjoyed it, and it was pretty much just like I want to say generic, because it kind of was a generic detective story,
mm-hmm.
But the setting, the characters, and everything made it cool for me. So I enjoyed it. I liked it for what it was.
Yeah, I can agree to that. And I see when you say that the artwork is dated. For me, the artwork felt like those pulp comic, like sexual, mm-hmm. those little. Like the ones you used to buy in Mexico or used to trade. Yeah. So it looks a lot like that. Like the women are very curvaceous, red lipstick, like high heels. Like, you know, it's really cool. I wouldn't say like 1950s pinup, but maybe like along those lines as far as like the women are portrayed in these comic book.
It's like those years. That was like the style. Cause mm-hmm. it's like you look into Preacher. You look into all those books that were around that era. I just had another one.
The look and the color and even the paper that it's like printed on.
The smell of this. Exactly.
I like the smell. It's like the smell of like an old book.
Exactly.
Now everything's printed all digitally.
And it's all shiny and bright.
Yeah, no, this is definitely the kind of stuff that if you turn the page, you feel like that's going to stick on your fingers, but it doesn't. I mean, but it's, exactly what you said. It's dated in that sense. I thought it was really interesting, as you were saying, that I really like how a lot of these characters took on, like, more serious roles and grown-up roles, and how they kind of go back and forth into what they used to be and what they've become and, you know, how they got to be how they are now. Mm-hmm. A bit cynical, sarcastic, mean.
So pretty much more human.
Right.
More normal.
Yeah.
More, we're used to seeing them in...
More
they're
realistic.
Like purely good or purely bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like
exactly.
Kind of no gray or in between. So it's cool to see them in a, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of off subject, but somewhat. Since you like to read a lot, have you ever read like the original fairy tales, like the Brothers
the Grimm
fairy
tales? Yeah. It's been a very long time though, so I don't remember too much of them. But yeah, they're really, I mean,
they're more
even,
like dark, right?
Even, yeah, like the original, like non-Disney versions. Oh yeah, like that makes this stuff, look like nothing. I mean, cause this is pretty adult too, but those actual, yeah, the OG ones, like, no, they make this look like a rated G. Yeah. They start eating each other, and there's like,
oh, shit.
Necrophilia, there's
it's
just
like the seven dwarves, like,
being
rape
sacrificed.
Or
yeah,
right?
It, it
yeah.
gets really,
no
they get
way.
Really dark.
Oh. I've been wanting to find a book on the
They're more like just, scary stories, I guess you could say.
Scared to tell in the dark?
Ooh, there you go.
I think I read somewhere where the original Little Mermaid, it felt like knives when her fins turned to legs. Ouch. And for her to walk, it felt like she was getting stabbed in the bottom of her feet. Oh, I was like, what?
Okay. Never mind. Give me back my fins.
I know. I was like, oh, no.
Walking's overrated.
Yeah, no, really. So that was really interesting. And, you know, and then there's two sets of different kind of fairy folk. No, what do you call them, fairy folk? What do they call them? Fables.
Fables.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They call those characters fables.
Woodlands?
No. Woodland creatures?
No, the woodlands was the, like, the area that they would send them in, right? For the ones
wildlings,
that
wildlings?
Because if you didn't look like a normal human, then you had to put, you had to pay to get, like, some kind of spell on you to look like a normal person. So when they couldn't afford that, then they would be sent
to
the
farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'd have all the, like, the animals that speak and stuff.
Yeah, like the Three Little Pigs or, you know, that kind of thing.
What are the normal people called? They had a name for those.
The mundanes.
Yeah, there you
mundanes,
go.
Mundanes,
yeah.
Let's say muggles.
The muggles.
The muggles.
Wrong book.
Yeah, and
My favorite character is the big Bigsby, the wolf. I thought he was just awesome. So I can see why they did a spinoff on him. Because he was like the...
Because he was kind of the main character of this story.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, he's a detective and stuff, but just like every time he was on the page, like I was interested in whatever he did because he just...
He's mysterious. Yeah. You're like not sure exactly what he's going to do.
He kind of reminded me kind of like a John Constantine kind of like doesn't take any shit, but disheveled and, you know. He's a very interesting character.
Some shit.
It was cool when he turned into the wolf and it was like, oh, like... Is he gonna do something? Like, is something gonna go down? Is he gonna kill somebody?
That's
all I am.
But what?
Yeah, so he really engaged me. Like, anytime he was on the page, I was like, oh, okay, what is he gonna do?
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things I really liked about this book was that, the female characters that we've known for eternity to be like, waify, meek,
fragile,
damsels in distress, and here they're like stronger, and they've taken on major roles as part of like their community, where they have to make really harsh decisions. And I think that they have really strong characters, you know, unlike what they've been portrayed to as far as Disney, which is the only point of reference I have at this point.
Prince Charming totally caught me off guard. I was like, this douchebag.
That guy's
like,
douchey con artist.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, he was just somebody
don't like. It looks like what they did was took the character that we know, like, from Disney, and then they just gave him the 180.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the wolf was like
the
big bad wolf.
Yeah.
And now he was the most helpful one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Prince Charming was like the Prince Charming. And now he was like the douchebag.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, and I think it's definitely not like that TV show that's out. What is
it? Oh, Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. It's a completely different take. So even if you're thinking maybe it's kind of a Once Upon a Time kind of, you know, likeness, it's absolutely completely different.
It's darker,
yeah, and it's really, really well written. I think, if you like the kind of, it went on for how many books? 20?
23.
And then it had, I think it had three different spinoffs, The Wolf Among Us, and I think some other ones.
Like Fables, Jack, and I forgot what else,
Yeah, so a lot of people were, really taken with this. I mean, they really, it was a long run.
Yeah, because it just finished last year sometime. Everybody was crazy about... Because the last book, the last issue didn't come out as an issue. It was put in the trade. So the last part of it, the last arc was actually a full six-issue volume. It wasn't like a last comic book single, you know?
That's a really great way to end it, sort of like instead of like prolonging the end with to your readers, you just gave them all in one book, sort of like when a TV series goes and does like a movie just to end things, right. You know. And I think that's something that's been going on a lot recently, and I think that that's a good plan. Definitely, I've never heard of another one who have ended their series by just putting out a book, which is I think a magnificent idea.
So give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely. 8 out of 10. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but I really, really enjoyed it. I would definitely read more of these trade paperbacks.
Yeah, what about you? I liked it. My brother gave it to me for my birthday, and I was like, okay, I'll check it out, because you know I like this stuff, fables, Disney stuff. He's like, here, here's a different spin on your favorite characters. And I'm like, all right, cool. What? And I was like, what? What? It just surprised me. I was like,
You're gonna go to Disneyland and be like, this army's a dick.
I don't like you. Where's Bigsby? Bigsby's my favorite. Snow, you're too much of a snob. I can't stand you right now.
I know, seriously. Yeah.
But I did enjoy it.
She was hot.
Oh, she's
but
hot,
she was hot. Yeah, she's hot. She kind of a bit of a remnant of Wonder Woman kind of.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
I kind of kept thinking that.
Yeah, she reminded me of the lawyer from Daredevil. Daredevil, no. Jessica Jones.
Oh.
You keep confusing those two, yeah.
And I was like,
yeah. Yeah. That lawyer. What is it? Trinity from...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
From The Matrix.
I don't remember her name.
I remember her name. You like
Maz?
Oh, her like real name?
I was about to say Maz Eisley.
Her real name?
Like Star Wars or something. Yeah,
her real name. Yeah, it's Mayers Mimson.
Meh.
I know her last name is Moss, I think.
Kate Moss.
Okay. No, that's
a supermodel. So
that's Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss. Yes. Nice. You got it. The price is right. So yeah, definitely.
No, I was catching the coins. I wasn't.
I see. I see. It's a whole like Las Vegas thing. I see.
Well, back in the day when you used to be able to.
Yeah, I know.
Now it's just like a slip comes out.
I don't want this piece of paper.
I know. What happened to the coins?
I want 1 billion coins.
That's pretty cool.
The lady from Chocolat.
She was in Chocolat?
Yeah.
Was she in Chocolat?
Yeah.
Chocolat.
Sure? Chocolat, yes. Hold on.
Yeah, I think she was one of the town people. Yeah.
She wasn't the main chick.
Oh, okay.
Chocolat.
Just kidding, she was, yeah.
Wait, what?
No, she wasn't the main chick. The main chick was Benoche or whatever her name is. Benoche.
I don't know.
Which I can picture
her face, but not the name.
Yeah.
We just saw The Matrix, so it was like...
Did you hear about a possible Matrix 4?
No.
They can't stop.
Stop.
You know, that would have been Will Smith's...
they should make a Kabuki movie. That's what they should make.
They should make a Kabuki movie.
With that.
A what?
A Kabuki movie. Oh. Yeah, that would be awesome. Kabuki.
But then they're going to give it to James Wan. Not James Wan. What's his face? The director of Star Trek, the new one.
Oh, fucking...
Josh Whedon?
Shit. Is it James Wan?
No. It's...
Whatever.
It's something like James Wang or something.
James Wang. It's not James Wong. It's James Wang.
He did the Fast and the Furious movie.
Didn't he do Fast and the Furious?
He did like three of them.
Yeah, James Wong did Fast and the Furious 7.
I thought James Wong just did horror movies.
No, because they offered him Fast Furious 8, and he turned it down to do Conjuring 2.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, James Wong. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm confused. I am confused.
That's neither here nor there.
It's a totally different subject. I really like that they do have magic that exists within this. And then there's a lot of different I guess what they do is they charge for their services. So there's a lot of kind of that kind of goes on in the background too. And
you were giving your review.
Yes.
Oh, that's where I was? Yeah. I forgot where I was. Brain fart.
You say your brother bought you
the book. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, it was completely different for me. Again, Prince Charming's a douche. Snow's sister's slut. But, yeah.
A slut.
And I like the whole take on that they got kicked out from the Enchanted Land Forest, whatever. Yeah. You still don't know who it is.
Is the place called Fables? No, they're called Fables.
They're called Fables. I forgot the name of their place. Because I remember they raffled a castle just, like, in their place. Or
something?
Woodland World.
What?
Woodland World.
Woodberry.
Woodberry.
But yeah, I like it. I like the mystery of you don't know why they're kicked out yet. So when it leads to the second book, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, out of 10, so what would you? We got 2 8s out of 10 so far. 2 yet to be set.
I liked it a lot. So I'm going to do a 9. I'm going to shoot high.
Nice.
You got a rigid? No,
that's be wrong, a fool. Wrong podcast.
All right, Ivan?
I thought it was a boring book. I just didn't care for any of the characters at all. Like, none of them. Bigsby, I could see, I was kind of like, because I was listening to John talk about him. So I was like, okay, this is a character to look for. So I was kind of trying to see where he would go. And I was kind of interested in him, but just, it didn't really take me anywhere. I felt like it was a story that I already knew. It wasn't anything new. Just the dated artwork, and I know it's going to be dated because it's from back in the day.
It's dated.
Yeah. But, yeah, just the story didn't feel exciting. I didn't feel anything from the story. I didn't feel anything for the characters. I was just uninterested.
Do you think it, this type of story kind of is more towards a female audience, or?
No, it was, because it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't also, terrible. I didn't like fantasy. It wasn't terrible, but it was just, I wouldn't pick up Volume 2 to read it.
Mm-hmm. I think it had like a little bit of a slow start because it's still setting everything up. It
like I was like,
until like, yeah, a little bit later.
I was like, I wanted Blackbeard, Bluebeard to be killing everybody. Bigsby's going around figuring it out. And at the end, they have a kung fu showdown. that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I would have liked to see Bluebeard and Bigsby go down.
But I think these
shirts off.
I think maybe you would like the
kung fu more. Kung fu showdown.
But I don't think they could even really go that route because they still have to live with each other.
And
within
then Bluebird,
their
community. Like Bluebird picks up the pig and swings it.
Get out of the way.
The protector.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the game, The Wolf Among Us, has. I mean, I know it has something to do with the comics, but I don't know if it's like the same story arc that happens in the comics. Mm. But that one, maybe like more. That one's more more crazy because shit like that happening.
Like I've heard about
being decapitated and all that. Yeah. And then the main character. I mean, the main character is Bigsby for the most part, but this one's more on just fucking all out Bigsby, the Wolf Among Us. So the game I loved, I don't know if it's the same story.
People would tell me about the book. They'd be like, oh, you gotta read Fables, and you gotta read Fables. And even, I was just like, no. Like, I'd grab it, and I was like, flip through it, the covers. I was like,
yeah.
Nothing about this just makes me want to read it. I'm glad I read it, though, because it's out of my system, and I know that I don't care for it. Yeah,
it's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, it just wasn't my thing, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah. So 1 out of 10.
I'd give it a generous 5.
Generous 5. Look at you, tough crowd.
I mean, because I like. There's a lot of people that like it, and like I asked my coworker at work. I was like, dude. I was like, have you ever read Fables? And he's like, yep. He didn't like it either. I was like, oh my god. I was like, that was a snooze fest. He's like, yeah. He's like, you should have just asked me. I would have told you that. And I was like, well, I guess that's one person that doesn't like it too. So.
I get the artwork that's dated, but it kind of goes with the whole Fables and being old. They're
well, like, been around forever. Like Preacher. I love Preacher, and it's the same style. It's pretty much the same style, but I love that book. That book is fucking awesome.
I love that show.
Oh, shoot. I haven't watched it.
Well, I've only seen the first 3 episodes, but God, it's
that's all there
awesome.
Is, isn't it?
Really?
I watched the first like episode, and I was kind of like, me.
I think
I heard Outcast is really good.
I heard that, too.
I heard
too.
Outcast I haven't is really good, that. And that was more demons and possessions.
You know what I heard? Game of Thrones is good.
Man, that was awesome. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I'm still on season 2.
Who cares?
Oh, my God. You got to catch up.
I just started watching that show.
You should have not came today.
Do you want to step outside while we talk about
like,
it? I'm just kidding.
People will post something and I'm just like, scroll.
I don't want to read this. I don't want
to
read
got
this.
A lot Sarah, of I have to unsubscribe from Sarah because she's like, this person, why died? Sarah, no.
I didn't say who died. I said someone died.
Yeah, but it's like now I'm like looking forward to somebody's dying. Who's going to die? Actually, that was Orange is the New Red.
Orange is the New Black. Red.
No, that one.
Yeah.
I still, I've only seen the first episode, so I don't know who did it.
I'm catching up right now. I just finished season two.
Oh, okay.
Like, Eric's like, watch it with me.
I watched half of season three. I watched half of season three, so I still gotta catch up.
We're watching it right now. I was like,
yeah, they're on season four. Okay.
Am I the only sloth that is caught up on all my shows?
I'm still behind on everything.
I'm still behind on The Flash.
Me too.
Oh my god, you guys.
I've already saw some spoilage on my fucking Facebook.
Yeah, I'm still behind on that. I just kind of... Arrow I give up on. Flash, I want to go in and... I gotta catch up on this season.
Daredevil, I still haven't finished season two. I know.
I liked it. Not as good as season one, but I liked it.
I liked it too. I really did.
Daredevil?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jessica Jones yet.
Oh my god, get out.
That one's pretty cool. That one's, it's like a slow...
slow burn, yeah.
Yeah, and then once it kicks in and once it gets like, or at least for me, once it got like to the juicy parts, then it was like, then I was hooked. But you know, that's... only a few episodes towards the tail end.
For me, once Kilgrave came in, maybe I just like, you
it's
know,
Kilgrave. He made this season. So I'm like, where do you go from there, man? Cause he was fucking awesome.
Punisher.
And now I can't think of, and now I can't think of him cause I know Doctor him as Doctor Who. So now I can't look at him as Doctor Who anymore. I just see like this evil, I see Kilgrave. That's all I see now. So. Yeah, it's a trip.
But that's a good actor that could, you know, change your mind about his, you know, his roles and stuff.
He was born to be Kilgrave. Sure.
Oh man,
he was bred for it.
Bred for it.
Yeah, cool.
So, what are you guys reading right now?
Game of Thrones.
Cool, isn't it? Like 5 books. Are you going to commit to all 5?
I want to.
Oh, you're actually reading it.
I'm reading it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually reading it. Yes, it's 6 books. I think so far. I think he's working on book number 7.
Oh my
I picked
god,
it up
still
last
working on
year.
Them?
Yeah. I picked it up that, last year, then I stopped, and I picked it up again.
Is that why, like, next season's supposed to have, like, a shorter season?
I think so, because he's not done.
Yeah.
What?
It's alright, like, this season was 10 episodes.
I feel like
it's
I'm
always
getting cheated
10,
on.
Though.
Oh, is it
it's
always
10?
Next season's supposed to be, like, 5 or something, or 6 or something like that?
5?
I don't know, that might be a lie.
I
might
can
just...
I live
might
like
be a rumor.
Oh,
okay. But so far, the first book is almost complete. Completely like the season one. So the way this book ends is pretty much when how season one ends. Mother of Dragons rising up with their little dragons. I'm already on page.
Baby dragons.
Ooh, I'm on page 400 and something, and it's just when Khaleesi's still pregnant with her baby.
Oh yeah.
Eddard already confronted Cersei about like, you know, you bang your bro. Those are not Rob's kids. Pretty much.
It sounds more like a Jerry's.
It is.
I was about to say Jerry Seinfeld episode. Jerry's Reinfeld episode.
So it's like right there, like everything's gonna go downhill like right now, like bloop.
Wow.
We all know how it happens. But it's really good. I like the description of it. Like the way they describe the veil in the book is phenomenal.
Wow.
The way they just show it looks great, but the way they describe it, it takes them 3 days to actually get up there.
How are they long? Like lengthy-wise?
Lengthwise.
God.
I'm on page 400 and something. I'm like
holy
halfway.
Shit.
I think it.
Oh wait, no, that's not a lot.
Yeah. It ends like, I think, 500?
400 pages is not a lot?
No.
Kidding me, man? Are you kidding me?
Because the back of the
like
book,
like a medium to me. That's
yeah,
medium.
The back of the book has like all the like this house and all like everybody in there. Yeah. This house.
So I was gonna ask about that. Do you need to write like your little table down of all the characters and whose house they're from? And
sometimes
house?
I kind of
she's got
look
like a
back.
Diagram in her
yeah.
room.
All right, this is how
she's
like,
okay,
Lannisters,
right, well,
Targaryen, Baratheon.
All
right, okay,
bastards, the bastards
yes.
to this guy.
She's
no,
like freeze framing each episode. That's
somewhere.
Wrong. That's wrong. That's
no,
inaccurate.
I so want to rewatch like season one just to be like, nope, they should have added
nitpick?
This. Yeah,
nice.
I'm like, no, they should have added this conversation. They didn't, but it's okay. But I like it. It's an easy read. It's just long,
right.
But it's worth it.
Awesome. I'll check that out.
I actually started reading a book also Jonathan's been bugging me about. So I started reading the Stephen King's The Dark Tower.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I'm reading the first book, The Gunslinger.
How far did you get it?
Like the first chapter.
Okay.
I just started. Like,
he's
I just
at the first
started.
Page, everyone.
So it's where he's in the desert and he's chasing a guy down the man in black. and he gets to some dude, and he's like talking to the guy. I guess the man in black stayed at that house.
In the devil grass.
Yeah, right? The devil grass.
Like I think I've already told you, but those books, they get more fantastical as they come along. So the first one plays more kind of straightforward, kind of Western adventure. Right. And then it starts getting crazier and crazier, and next thing you know, you got fucking, I don't even want to spoil it, but it goes fucking to every genre in, that you can possibly think of.
So it's very fantastical. Skip a few genres. Ooh,
so,
sounds interesting.
Yeah, so.
Because he's, he got a tattoo of it in the back here, and with the Time Warner side.
Oh, cool. You're messed up.
Yeah, I get that all the time. CBS logo. He's always talking about it. And I've been wanting to...
I didn't even look at it. I was just laughing because of what you said.
And I've been wanting to read a book, like an actual book. It's been years, like, since junior high since I've read a book. So he's always telling me about these, and it kind of got me into the mood of wanting to read Stephen King stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going back to... I've been going to the thrift stores and buying the old editions of Stephen King hardbacks. Because you could get, like, those little shitty ones, the little flippy ones. But I don't like those. I like the big hardcover ones and get them at the...
Plus they're easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
That's true.
You get them at the thrift store for like $2.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you got the Gunslinger. Awesome.
Yeah, I got the Gunslinger. Yeah. So I started reading
I hope you get hooked and start reading them quick so we can talk about it.
I can't read quick.
Well, I mean like reading them.
His eyes
just pop out. I start reading quick and I like start thinking about other things.
I'm like always, because when I was reading them, I was talking about it like crazy, but nobody else had read them or nobody that I knew. And then I'm always telling everybody about it. I finally convinced my cousin to read it, and she actually read the whole thing. So every time she read a book, I would be able to sit there and we would just fucking talk about it like crazy. Yeah. So
and I want
to
read more
excited
because
when I can talk to somebody
the,
about
the
it.
The movies they're making
it,
the movie. So. They're shooting the movie.
Oh really? So. He's like, no, it's not gonna be the same.
Books are always better.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. So, cool. Even comic books are always better than.
Yeah. There's also graphic novel versions of the books.
Yeah, but I started reading the graphic novel part, and the book was more, pulled me in more.
Oh, really?
The way the book was written, I guess it's the way Stephen King wrote it, because the other one's like adapted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like they took Stephen King's words and used that, so. You get more description and more of Stephen King feel and the way he uses his words.
Mm-hmm.
So it like pulled me in more. Like, I read the first graphic novel and I was like, it's all right. But a lot of people would come in, would tell me like, dude, you gotta read the actual book and then read the graphic novel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of just like a little treat. Like after.
Yeah. Cause they're like, you that way you're familiar with the stories, the characters, and then see them come to life in the pictures, you know, in the drawings and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I did the graphic novel was okay, but the book started off a lot better. Actually, that's how fast I read the first chapter.
That one's was like 300. I think it's like 300. Well,
I'm not gonna read it now.
Now you psyched him out.
Yeah, I know. Just don't tell him.
We're almost done.
It's three, and then the next one's like four. The next one's five.
Yeah, they get
the next
fatter and like fatter. Like the eighth biggest. Book is like.
Yeah.
Bible, I'm like...
Book 7 is, like, over 1,000... over 1,000 something pages. And then book 8 goes back to, like 300 or 250.
Yeah, because I was like, how many fucking books is it? Because I saw, like, the 8th one. I was like, what the fuck?
But, well...
He's like, there's 8. I was like...
Technically, it's... Like, there's the original 7 that he wrote over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there was... Can you imagine, just think about that, if you're the person who read The Gunslinger right when it came out in, like, 1979 or something like that... And then, like, he had to wait 30 years to finish the story.
That sucks.
Like, that's terrible. Like, I came in at the perfect time that they were already done.
Yeah.
So I came in when he had just written or just finished writing book 7.
It's like,
so I got to read them all.
Well, it's
like
comic books. It was like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I guess so. But, there's 7 of the original books, and that's, like, the whole story right there. Like, that story is done. Book 8 is technically book 4.5. It takes place in between book 4 and book 5. So the story's actually done at 7. 8 is just kind of like an extra little treat. Mm-hmm. And the graphic novels. So
you have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how this book
goes. I thought Game of Thrones was a lot. Right. I don't think so.
If I like it, I'll keep reading it. If not, then
I hope so. I hope it does.
Jump out.
No, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Because I bought his other stuff, too. I bought Misery. So I'm really looking forward to reading that because I heard a lot about that book. And it.
You should read The Mist. It's only 125 pages.
So I'm looking for them. It's like whatever I can find at the thrift store. I mean, I know I could buy them on Amazon.
I want to read 11, 23, 63.
I have that one too.
Hulu did it, but I want to read it. I always saw it before. I'm like, this looks interesting. It's JFK.
Yeah.
And then now that it's out, I'm like, I only saw the first episode. I was like, it's pretty good. I would still like to read it.
I've only read half the book, and I always lose my place and have to start all over again.
I hate that.
Wow.
I hate that.
You guys.
I'm like, where?
Nerd.
I've restarted that book like 3 times. I'm like, son of a bitch.
No, when I picked up Game of Thrones again, I was like, crap.
I have to go back.
I had to go back one chapter. Then I'm like, wait, how exactly did Bran fall? I knew how he fell because of the show, but like, why he went up there?
I don't know why that keeps happening. I'm sorry.
What is it? Los Reeboks or Los Nikes?
Oh, but just in case if you are looking for The Mist, if you don't find it solo, it's because it was part of a collection of short stories. So I think it was in,
did he put that under Stephen King or the other?
That's under Stephen King, and I think it's like, fuck, what was it called?
He has a pen name?
Something.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it was the books that he didn't
think were good, I guess?
Yeah, were like a,
which are still
Running
like,
Man, Thinner,
Thinner.
No, Thinner's under Stephen King. Or maybe they put it out after the movie.
Yeah. It's a lot of the stuff, it'll still say Richard Bachman, but then it'll say, you know, Stephen King there, or he changes it now. But, there's a lot of good stuff that I guess he didn't think was going to be any good, but it was. So he wrote it under a different name, Richard Bachman. But
we're like, Stephen King. Richard Bachman. He's like, it was me.
But no. It's in a collection of short stories. I just can't remember what it's called. That's pissing me off. I think 1408 was in that same collection. It's like 6 stories.
Oh,
so
wait.
Because it's only 125 pages. But you can find it standalone, too.
Yeah, I actually had that one. I had it in my hand because I remember I asked you. I was like, oh, I didn't know you read 1408.
Is it like, 12 past midnight or something like that. 4 past midnight. That's what the collection's called. Yeah, it has 1408 in there, The Mist, and like 3 other ones that I can't think of at the moment.
Mm. Interesting.
I can have a podcast. Maybe we should jump on the King wagon. I can go on for a while.
But most of
you guys got excited.
Most of his stuff has been made to movies, and they've been done their way though.
Yeah, there's a lot of terrible ones too.
Yeah.
A lot of straight to TV movies.
Yeah, then I've seen like stuff that says, "What do you like better, the book or the movie?" Sorry, Stephen King, another of your books have been made to a movie and made better.
The Mist is actually one of those rare things where the movie is actually, well, yeah. I mean, they're pretty fucking similar. It's the ending.
The Mist was great.
The ending of the movie is different than the ending in the book. The ending of the movie was fantastic. Like, Stephen King was like, shit, that's the ending I should have wrote in the book, because his ending was... in comparison, it was very fucking boring.
Yeah.
But the movie ending was fucking awesome.
Mentioning the ending, the song that was playing in the background was by Dead Can Dance. It's like a really moving piece. The whole thing, I mean, it was the construct of the scene plus the sound, the music in the background was just really epic.
That was intense.
If you haven't seen The Mist, I didn't see that coming when I was
I did not see that coming.
If he would have just waited just a little bit.
Just another, like, what, like 30 seconds.
Just, I was like, yes.
Oh my God. No, it was it was really brutal. I thought it was
a director's cut of that movie, and it has like a few additional scenes, and it's in black and white.
Mm.
And apparently that version is like even more, like,
really?
I don't know. I get the black and white, I guess, does something for it. I downloaded it. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Oh. I would like to watch that.
And then the short story is only 125. It's very, very short.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Is that all you're reading?
That's it.
You're like, that's it.
As far as comics go, I've been reading just like the new DC stuff that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. How is that?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like it.
I'm getting to read it. Damn it.
I like it. Like I said last time, I was like, I like what they're doing with Superman. He's kind of... so far my favorite. I know a lot of people are picking up the Flash
favorite
stuff, because they're hoping that they go back to Wally West instead of Barry Allen. But yeah, it's good so far.
Read that. Keep forgetting.
Are you thinking of picking up any comic books, Shorty? I know that your brother pretty much he's the one who just kind of
he provides them.
Yeah.
No, I picked up Wonder Woman, the first one from the New 52. But again, I got distracted with Game of Thrones. I'm like, I need to read one. I can't juggle. I should juggle, but I just, I can't.
I have like 5 books that I'm reading at the same time.
I can't. Cause that I'm was like, good wait. Though.
The New 52 Wonder Woman, that first Azarella run is good.
Yeah. So far I'm like, what? What? Yeah. It has me like on my toes. Like,
well,
okay.
Once he left, like 35, issue 34, 35. And you can forget about it.
Okay. Issue 35, forget it. Got it.
Okay. It ends right there.
Duly noted. What's another one that I... this is so cheesy, but I know they did Power Rangers original, so I'm hearing good things, so I'm kind of... I'm a little curious there.
It's all right.
Did I read 1 or 0?
0 and 1, I think.
Yeah, that were actually pretty good. I liked it. Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah. There were nostalgic reasons probably.
Just that, yeah. Exactly. That's why. Just
but like, it was cool too... It was too... anime to what is the style manga-ish for me the artwork
yeah you know I appreciate manga art but you know not on my regular stuff
not like
on my you know don't do manga for Wonder Woman or Batman
That's
or
true.
You know I can't do that
they do that and that bugs
that me. Bugs me yeah it's like okay guys
I can't do manga.
I can do is Sailor Moon
Sailor Moon Card Captors yeah. I did.
What is this? All women's podcast?
I love Sailor Moon.
I did Love Pina.
Tuxedo Mask!
Fruit Baskets. I did Fruit Basket. I'm not gonna lie. Naruto's just too much. I can't. Too many.
I'll just
read it on Hulu. The Shippuden.
I do not even know what that
what?
Was.
Shippuden!
You're like, get?
Naruto. Shippuden.
Shippuden. Okay. What are you reading?
I actually checked out 2 books from Library de Sarah. It was Clive Barker's Hellraiser. It was from Boom Studio. It is from Boom Studios.
Once a long time ago.
It was, I'm pretty sure most people are familiar with Hellraiser, I would assume so. Or at least the character, Pinhead and stuff. But anyways, this was like from 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how many issues it is. It was like 6 issues, I think, or something like that. Anyways, it's the, after, Clive Barker did the first movie, I think he wrote and directed the first movie, and, you know, of course they're based on his books and whatnot, but he didn't touch it again for like 20 years. And then this, graphic novel is the first thing he wrote for his original character in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So I read it and artwork is awesome. I love it. It's gruesome. It's bloody.
It's up to date.
Yeah, it's very up to date. See that?
Oh, wow. Nice.
So I love the artwork. And then, you know, it looks like Hellraiser should look. So I love that. It was cool to see him, you know, back in the chair for coming up with stories and stuff. But I will say one thing though, it's not something like if you don't know who Pinhead is or like a big fan of Hellraiser, you probably won't like it. And it's also very confusing to just jump into.
Okay.
Because, like all the, I guess the mythos, like the folklore on it, like even me knowing like a pretty good amount, I thought, of Hellraiser stuff, found myself a lot of time going like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Do you have to go back and see that? Like all 50 movies?
So yeah, there was a little too much going on where I'm like, shit, I had to Google this, I had to Google that. Like, I'm like, wait, there's a fucking hierarchy now that he's in there?
Clive Barker, are his books better than the movies? Because he sucks as a director.
I'm sorry, but I feel completely different from you. I mean, maybe you're basing it on Nightbreed, but for me, the very first
Hellraiser
was boring as shit.
Yeah,
I loved it.
It looks great.
His characters that he has, the characters that they use are really cool.
And the mythos, I think, is really cool.
But the movies themselves are just like boring, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah. I thought it was this graphic novel's like got way more Nightbreed, action going on in comparison.
Yeah, when I saw Nightbreed, it's like I had to have a gun to my head and make sure I watched it all because I needed to finish it.
Must stay but, here.
Like I said,
must
it's
not
like,
blink.
It's really packed with a lot of info, so I had to like Google a lot. Like, wait, what the fuck is going on here? Like, wait, what character is that? What universe is that in? And like, there's a lot of that.
Can I ask, as far as this comic book, this graphic novel that you read on Hellraiser, do you think that some of the stuff that you had to Google and stuff was introduced in some of his books?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were introduced in the books and stuff. And I guess it's kind of like a continuation from the first movie. So, you know, it's also been a while since I've seen that movie, but just like, I guess it's just, there's a lot of mythos built in. So, you know, he's got like a whole own universe and stuff. So they bring up a lot of that part. So unless you're like really into it, you'll have to Google a lot of stuff. So I don't think it's something you can just like really jump into. I mean, I guess you could, but if you don't really care about all the details and stuff, because I kept being like, no, I got to find out who that is. No, I got to find out where that comes from. So, but
you overall, must know every detail.
Yeah. But, overall, I mean, I loved it. It hooked me because I definitely want to read the next one. I want to know what happens next. So
oh, cool. Really cool. Right on.
What was the next thing
you read? Oh, and then, I have a single issue of, Sunflower from, what is it, 451 Studios? Or is it?
Yeah,
45. 451 series. Yeah. This was actually really cool. Without giving too much away, it's basically this mother who has, her husband and her daughter are killed by this, I guess you can call him like a crime lord in this small middle of nowhere town. And she's basically wants to get vengeance on that. That's basically it. It's not like a very original story. But, you know, the artwork's pretty cool. And you kind of feel for the character a bit, so it makes you want to know what happens next. So maybe I'd have to read like another two issues, like Ivan said, the what is it, the three tries, like the three issues, and see if it really gets you.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool. I thought the one of the downfalls, at least for me, was the dialogue. I thought some of the dialogue was a little what's the word I'm looking for?
Too much slang.
No, like they. The writer or the creator or whatever, I think he gives his, I don't want to, no, that sounds terrible if I say it like that. I think he's assuming that we would understand too much. Like, okay, there would be like there'll be line A, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's line C. So you need line B to get to line C, you know, like A, B, C. So there was a lot of times where I found there would be like line A. And then there would be line C, and like I get it. Like I can fill in the B. I can you know figure it out on my own, but I think that might bug a lot of people because it just, I don't know, seemed kind of.
It jumps around a lot.
Yeah, it kind of jumps around a little bit. Where I'm like, wait, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I get it. But I'm like, you should probably have said that. Like you're kind of skipping dialogue, kind of skipping story points. I thought, but I think I'll read issue 2 and 3, but not super original. Small town revenge.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's all for John Corner.
What are you reading?
Oh, I actually picked up a trade paperback at it's a Vertigo title. It's called American What are you like what are you doing?
Devil horns.
Yeah, I'm like what's going on? American Virgin. This first trade paperback is called Head. It's by Steven Siegel and Becky Cloonan. It's actually, I really like this book.
Yeah.
I picked it up for $2.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, really quick, one sorry. Of those. I forgot to mention, or not mention,
it's
but.
Too late, bro.
No. I just wanted to say that.
Just kidding.
It's but over. I wrote all these notes and I didn't say any of them.
Yeah, I know. So, and I didn't write.
That's all. I just realized that I made like bullet points and everything. Like, and I didn't go over any of those. Yeah. So, cool. Your turn.
No, go ahead.
No, it's already. I'm already done. I'm good.
And that was John, ladies and gentlemen. I also wrote bullet points. This character, he's a 21 year old virgin. His name is Adam Chamberlain. Comberlain. Anyway, I just call him Adam. He
just blew my mind. I thought it was based on the girl.
Yeah, right. When you see the cover, you think it's a girl because she looks luscious. Yeah. She's sitting on a tongue in an open mouth.
Is that a guy?
It's a guy. His name is Adam. Yeah, his name's
that's
Adam.
A guy?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Confusing
I
boner.
That, I, confusing boner. I just got a boner for a guy. Yes. Yeah. He looks a little bit, I guess, very sexual, but in a female kind of way. Maybe
was that asex?
Provocative?
What's the word? Like those models that are like, they can kind of go both ways, look-wise?
Ambiguous?
Yeah, I think it's just ambiguous, right?
Yeah.
Ambiguous model?
Ambiguously gay duo.
But if you notice, she has no boobs, so it's definitely a guy.
I see boobs from here.
Yeah, because look, the way he kind of.
Yeah, I see boobs.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like when I picked it up, I thought, oh, it's gonna be a girl.
That's why we all thought it was a girl.
She's gonna be about hating men and stuff like that.
It confuses me.
The cover is confusing, very confusing. But it's a guy, and he is a 21-year-old virgin. He actually wrote a book that's selling very well. He's Christian, kind of. He's the leader of his group. He goes on and talks to kids about saving yourself for marriage, and that God has a plan for you to be with this one person, and you should save yourself for that one person in order to experience the best possible life that God has planned for you. Which, that part alone is.
Did you buy this at a church?
No, I bought it at comic book. But what I'm saying is that part alone is really well written. I was like, this, you know, and he's a very well-known guy. As a matter of fact, some people in a mock interview at the end of the trade paperback call him like the world's most famous virgin. And then he's like, well, then there was Mary. But, you know, like, but it's really cleverly written. I really enjoy the dialogue completely. He's studying major in theology. He has a girlfriend that he's been with since he was in high school, and she's doing,
shady things.
Is she also a virgin?
Yes, she is also saving herself for marriage with him. They're betrothed. But she's in Africa. She's doing like goodwill work and stuff like that. We know where it's going.
Doing goodwill work.
So his family's kind of dysfunctional. He's like the guy that, you know, he's like all about, like, you know, he totally believes, you know, what he preaches completely, you know, like he's like really a swell guy, actually. I think he's like almost too innocent in a sense. But then he has, his mom is kind of like a douchebag, and his stepfather is also kind of a douchebag. Like he has a TV show where I guess they're kind of like a royal family of like, the religious kind of portion of, you know, and then they have, he has a little brother who smokes pot and tries to get second base with girls. And then there's his stepsister. Nice. Who is kind of like the black sheep of the family. So it's pretty interesting.
What is it about? Like, is there like a story arc or something?
Yes. It starts off, you know, you get to know him, and like, he's like super freaking smart. Like, there's this part because, you know, he's going to get married. So like his cousins, they live in Florida, and his cousins, kidnap him, and they hire a stripper to basically seduce him. Nice. But he ends up talking the stripper
out of
seducing him.
I don't want to hang out with this guy.
Like, he totally, the artwork is, really love the artwork. It's really clean, crisp, nice lines. You know, very, very neat. I really like it. Basically what the story happens is like, he talks to his girlfriend on the phone every Tuesday. She's supposed to come back on Monday from Africa. But, on the day he calls her back on Thursday, she's not around. And, what happens is like, he's at his sister's house, and he realizes, they have this thing on, she has the news on, and then they realize that there's this video that was leaked where they're beheading someone in Africa. And it was his girlfriend who's getting beheaded, and he's like, loses it. He completely.
Oh my God, spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry guys. So basically the story kind of takes flight when he's like, I'm going to go to Africa and I'm going to retrieve her body. But it turns out they only found her body, not her head. And they're trying to, and then he goes there with his sister who, she happens to be running away from a couple of people that shoot at them. We don't know yet why, what's going on there. It's really shady. They go to Africa. He starts basically, he has a lot of like, issues with masturbation. He doesn't think it's something something you should be doing. And so he doesn't believe you should be touching yourself in that sensual way because it takes away from, like, you waiting for your loved one. But now that she's dead, he's, like, really confused and conflicted. So he's actually losing it in the sense where he was, like, on the plane to Africa, and then the guy who was sitting next to him, he's like, I'm going to go to the John. Here's some reading material. And he throws him a porno, and he looks through the porno, and then he hears his dead girlfriend's talking to him from the pornography pictures. Mm-hmm. And that dialogue is really good too, because she's saying, you know, like, he's like, I'm gonna avenge you, and she's like, I'm already past that, I'm dead, I'm at peace, you know. And so he
sounds more like, why not to be a virgin,
basically. Like, throughout the story, throughout his, like, trek to find his dead girlfriend's body and bring her back home, he finds a lot of things out, and a lot of his sexuality and his abstinence gets attacked during the trip, and he starts pretty much having these visions of his girlfriend where he has these really great monologues with her. He had a really great monologue talking to God on why this happened and such. So I can't wait to read the next one. I'm really hooked. I'm like, I hope this is on Comixology so I don't have to, you know, keep buying the actual physical comic book, but
Nay, go out and buy a physical comic book.
Physical
media.
I wonder why you advertise that.
Physical media.
No, but it's true. You have a point.
I appreciate books.
I can't stand digital. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It doesn't feel the same.
No.
It's, yeah.
I still buy VHS tapes.
I believe you.
Laserdisc.
Laserdisc. Oh, my God.
Somebody's got to save all this stuff.
I know. Somebody's got to.
Everybody just throws it away.
I know, right?
It's in my computer.
So what do you give it out of 10?
Oh, I give it a 10, dude. I totally give it a 10.
10 out of 10.
Aside from being completely thrown off by the
couple of ridges.
A full rigid.
A full rigid, okay.
It's a morning bone rigid.
Sounds like
rigid.
She went Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan rigid. But, you know, along his thing, you know, he comes across other characters forth. He meets up with this guy who becomes their driver in Africa, who's, like, from New Zealand, and he's really shady. Like, I don't know, it's really great. I really enjoyed it. I really hope you guys pick it up. I mean, I just read it right now, like, before the show. And
yeah,
I couldn't put it down. It's so good.
Nice.
And I really like, this is, I really,
doesn't
really
look like a tough read either.
Mm-mm, it's really clever dialogue between, like, the sister who's kind of like, she's kind of like me. Like, she, you know, she drinks, you know, she's probably promiscuous, and, you know, she has a lot of comebacks to his stuff. But, the way he talks is just like, I thought it was really good. Really, I really loved it. I can't say more about it. I'm just so excited. I hope that by next time we record, I could say that I've read the second book, because it's just really good. It's really good. American Virgin Vertigo, DC Vertigo. Pick it up, guys. It's, the first trade paperback is called Head. So, and it's really good. I can't say more. I'm just like, Vertigo, you have not let me down yet. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got carried away. Too passionate.
So good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So what are we looking forward to as far as movies?
Movies. Like Finding Dory? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm waiting for Star Trek to come out, only because I like the first
Trek,
two,
dude.
But I'm really
Chekhov died.
Worried that it's gonna oh my god, yeah.
Fuck.
What was it? I forgot his name.
Anton Yedlin, right?
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah, he's Russian, so
Chekhov?
He's a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
AY. Yeah. AY. Yeah, that's terrible. And I was reading an article about that it was possibly due to a malfunction in his
car.
Jeep.
Vehicle.
That a bunch of the Jeeps have been recalled for not killing people, but for
getting out of the parking into neutral.
Yeah, so having some kind of confusing thing there, and like
in the gear shift or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's a lawsuit, definitely. But that's horrible. I mean, he's so young and so
he was only
talented.
Too bad they weren't able to. Out in time.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What's it called?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. What's it called? What's it called?
Beat me up, Scotty.
Yeah, you should have been like right before that. Beat me up, Scotty.
I can't get a fix on you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Too soon. Too soon, guys.
Wait, why can't I remember what it's called, though? It's called
Teleporter?
No.
To the bridge? No. to the.
Well, I know he says beam me up, but it's called the. It's, son of a bitch, that's gonna bug the shit out of me.
Let's see.
Anyways, if you don't know, the new director is James Wan, the guy who did.
Is it James Wan?
Or it's whoever did like a few of the terrible. Well, I think most of the Fast and Furious movies. I like the first one.
Terrible.
But then they got progressively worse. But he
I only saw the first
one. I'm like, why would you give a science fiction, a big science fiction movie like that, to a guy who did these car racing movies? Like, I don't know why you would give that to him. Maybe especially going from what's his name? J.J. Abrams to that guy.
I know.
So that's really confusing to me. So, and then the way they cut the... J.J.
Abrams had to go direct a stupid movie.
And then the way they cut the first...
Like Star Wars or something. Star Wars
and
shit.
And then the way they cut the trailer for the first movie, oh my god.
Justin Lin.
Wow, we're racist. Like, it was something Win Wong Lin.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know if you, did you ever see the first trailer? The song on it was what was it? Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, oh, cool song. But it why would you put that on a Star Trek trailer?
It's like the Assassin's,
I haven't seen the trailer.
And then the way they cut it, trailer. It's terrible.
The way they cut it, it's like motorcycle racing and then it's like the shit flying. I'm like, it looked like Fast and Furious in space.
I hope not.
So I'm hoping it's not.
Vin Diesel's gonna come out until
he's gonna come in a huge charger that has like ruined. Charger's gonna go into warp speed. And
you're
stuff.
Gonna see what's his face floating in the background because he's in heaven.
Oh my god!
Paul Walker.
Too soon,
oh, man.
Paul Walker.
Oh my god!
What are you doing here?
I gotta see it though because it's part three. I love the. Part one and two, so I gotta go see that.
Yeah. Besides, the visuals are just amazing. Just like seeing it in the big screen, and
I think the actors
like,
are great too.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of like, kind of coming back around. You know, like you saw when you were a kid, and now you're like seeing it like in full image with the lights.
Speaking of, they're bringing a new Star Trek television show.
Oh,
they
really?
They just released a teaser trailer for it.
It's gonna be on CBS.
I think it's one of those. Yeah. I think it's a new crew, new voyages, new everything.
No.
I like my favorite one, though, is still by far Next Generation. That's my top
series.
Right there.
Yeah, Next Generation for sure.
Next Generation.
Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes, so sexy.
Captain of Captains.
It's all about Kirk.
And I actually liked
which was yours,
Enterprise.
Huh?
Not the first Star Trek thing I saw was J.J. Abrams.
Like, Luke Skywalker? And I'm like,
I like Chewie when he goes.
No, like through the thing and then hyperspace. No, okay. No.
The Schwartz.
You guys.
My Schwartz is bigger than yours. Yeah.
Part two's coming out. That's gonna be awesome.
Is there? That's gonna be terrible.
You think it's been too long?
It's too long. Oh. And that comedy's dated. Look what happened to Dumb and Dumber 2. They can't do it.
Has there been any movie that took place like 20 years later that was actually good?
No.
It's Back to the Future. Part 2.
Lord of the Rings.
That wasn't 20 years after the first
wasn't
one.
Wasn't it?
Oh, you
it
mean
felt
like in the
years.
Movie?
Yeah. If,
like,
no,
wait,
no.
Are you talking about in the
No, no,
the
like
movie,
they
or?
Made the movie like 20 years later or something. It just felt that way.
It was like,
it
what,
felt,
like 3, 4 years later?
It was 3.
What's
three
like, it felt forever to me. It felt like a million years past.
This is back in the day. It's like waiting for it. Yeah, remember waiting for it to come out on VHS?
Yeah,
it would
be like 2 years
and
stuff,
like
right?
3 years, yeah.
Like 2 or 3 years before a movie.
Now it's like, you buy the ticket.
A lot of times it would actually be on TV before it came out on video.
Yeah.
Now it's like you're buying the ticket for the movie and they're already promoting the DVD, the Blu-ray release.
4 years apart.
4 years apart.
Oh, okay. Just felt like 20 to me for some reason. I don't know.
So far every movie I've seen that has like that much a gap of time, like 10 to 20 years, hasn't been any good. I'm trying to think of something. There's got to be at least one good movie.
Barbershop? No.
I'm like, what?
That had a gap. That had a long gap, too.
That, it did. Rush Hour 3? That was a long one. Let me look it up.
It was a long time.
Was that a long one?
I don't know.
Let me see.
That was a good one. Die Hard.
Die Hard. But they made movies throughout it. There has only been Spaceballs, and that's it. There
that's
hasn't
true.
Been any more.
Okay.
It's just remake Blazing Saddles.
Oh my god!
You know, everybody that would flip
never
out about
be able to get it. That would never that get out. It would never get
best
out.
Best movie ever.
It would never
I've
get
never
out.
Seen
you
it.
Never surprised.
Oh, yeah, it was 6 years between Rush Hour 2 and
you have to
Rush
watch
Hour
it by the next podcast.
Okay, I'll watch it.
That was
it.
Actually
so
good.
Though.
I like
funny.
Rush Hour 3.
Yeah,
so funny and
great movie.
Which one?
So
Blazing Saddles.
I love Blazing Saddles. I actually like because I'm a major in history, so History of the World Part 1, just it's too funny. I love it.
Is
I love Mel Brooks.
Is that the one with the Inquisition?
Yeah, what? Inquisition? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Wow, I feel so left out.
Really?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You
I have to see it. I have to see it. All right.
Spaceballs, next
young,
podcast.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh yeah,
Men in Tights.
Men in Tights. Oh man,
Blinkin'. I'm guessing no one's coming. No. I'm
my
guessing.
My favorite is when he said, "Hey Blinkin'."
Did you say like, "Hey Blinkin'"?
No, man, I say "Hey Blinkin'." You ain't gotta pay no toll. You're on the left side. You're on the right side.
And like instead of the bank, you're left side.
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce you to a Jew. God bless you.
Yeah. A Jew here? No, man.
Oh yeah,
that's
a
my
Jew?
Name.
Nah,
a
man.
Jew.
When he's fighting with the wood. With
yeah.
with
oh
the,
man.
That's just
oh, I'm gonna have to watch it again tonight. I haven't seen that one in a while.
That cracks me up. Every time I see it, it's like I know it's coming. Hey, Blinken. Hey, Blinken. Did you say Abe Lincoln?
Oh, those are all great. Young Frankenstein was awesome too. Oh, man. I have that on VHS.
You have some nice knockers. Oh, thank you, doctor.
You guys.
It's funny. Mel Brooks is great. Yeah. Classic.
Let's see how part two comes out.
I don't even know who Mel Brooks is. I know. Okay, I know.
You have to watch it.
Have you seen any of those movies we were just mentioning right now?
Maybe Young Frankenstein.
Start with Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
Watch Blazing... Watch me bang it.
Like this.
But it's like super racist. Like,
yes.
He said the sheriffs are coming.
He said the sheriff is a nigger. No, goddamn. Sheriff is a nigger.
He said the sheriff's a nigger.
Oh, man.
It's actually the very first movie that showed farting in a movie ever.
What was the farting?
The
campfire
beans.
When they're
the
eating the beans and they're all farting.
Oh, yeah.
Mongo.
Telegram for Mongo.
Oh, Mongo. That movie's awesome. Watch it.
Yeah, you gotta
watch it. Eric has it. I think Eric has it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have to watch it then.
Watch it.
Cool.
But just remember that it's super racist.
Yes.
Very racist.
That's what makes it fantastic.
Yeah. Couldn't get away with that today.
No.
People
no
start
way.
Crying.
Yeah,
you get shot up in the theater or something stupid.
I actually saw Tom and Jerry before he got edited for TV.
Another racist.
That's pretty racist, dude.
Yeah.
And a lot.
Dude, all those cartoons from when we were young were super racist.
Yes.
Sexist.
Especially Foghorn
racist.
Leghorn. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was great, dude. Looney Tunes was awesome.
Yes.
I did love Looney Tunes.
I love Looney Tunes.
That was pretty cool stuff, yeah. Although, yeah. Oh. Ugh. I can go on, man. There's this one part where... I think she was starting, the maid was trying to spell cat, and it was misspelled, and I'm like, what are you trying to say? Black people can't spell? but it was just, it's pretty bad, but, you know, that was a different time.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's a great time.
I can still laugh, though.
Yeah.
That show was awesome.
So have you guys started reading 100 Bullets, or no?
No, I haven't even got it.
I didn't even know we were supposed to be reading that.
No, I was
just
wondering.
Here.
I just got. I'm not even supposed to be here.
She's like, I just started. Fables is all you're getting. All
right, sweet. I have two at home.
Nice.
Yeah, that's starting to get a little bit better. It's definitely something you have to read along a lot longer for it to get better.
Let's just drop it.
Let's just drop it.
Nice.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's all for today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, cool. Thank you guys all for coming and joining us.
Anything we're going to read for the next one?
What are you guys going to read for?
Punk Rock Jesus. I just happened to be looking your way.
Punk Rock Jesus. Well, I've always had my eye out for... Is it a Vertigo title, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
But do you want to do 100 Bullets first?
Sure, okay.
No, I'll read it.
No, we could do it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we could do it later.
All right, you got to remind me what I got to read.
Yeah.
No, you write your own notes. I'm not going to remind you for anything. Okay? Just ask Sarah. Sarah's the leader here. All right, cool.
Here's a piece of paper, and you got to mark it right there.
So look, we all know that if I write the note, I'm still going to forget.
Yeah.
You'll get to it eventually.
You asked me like the day before, what are we supposed to read?
Oh, crap.
Sorry, I'll read it briefly.
Yeah, I'll read it right now.
But he's a fast reader, so yeah, he can get away with that. Yeah, totally. So you guys have any shout-outs or anything?
Shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Shout out to the John Ivan Show.
Yes, John Ivan Show. Been listening to their old stuff.
Did you listen to the last one? Love and War? Is that what you called it?
I don't know.
Oh, no. You just called it. Yeah, no, that is called Love and War. It's where we, what the hell did we talk about?
Let me see. I have it here on my.
Oh, we talked about were girls and I don't know what else we talked about.
We were
about.
Pretty open about
yeah.
The words we chose to use against Swag. We don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah, it's called Love and War. Yeah, I heard it. It surprises me because, like, you have a lot of... You were talking a lot about, like, meeting chicks and stuff, and I'm like, I have never heard him talk like that because you've always been with Mo when I...
Yeah, at the different time.
Yeah, totally different time. I'm like
single.
And one thing I think
still
is... The
still single.
The cutest thing is, like, when Jonathan's like, yeah, I had a drink because, you know, I don't really drink.
Right?
And I'm like, whoa, has time changed?
A little straight edge, yeah. I don't drink.
I just sip.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's not how it is now, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, how times have changed.
I thought my voice sounds a lot different, too.
You sound a little bit younger.
You guys both sound younger, like way younger. Like, you have, like, that little, like, youth chirp in the back. Like, it's cute.
Now it's
now
dead.
You got the you got the now masculine man death. Voice.
Death now it's hanging out back there.
Like,
death,
death rattle.
Sorrow, sadness. emptiness. Whole.
Of sir. Life.
What you're hearing is a 30-year-old. That's what you're hearing. Compared to a 22-year-old and a 25-year-old. Full of life.
Full of life.
Yeah, pretty much. Full of death. No, it's pretty cool. Any other projects you guys are doing?
Well, we're supposed to be recording, like, we took the John Ivan Show down to once a month, just because we have other stuff that we're doing. But trying to get John down on a date is tough because he's a busy, busy man.
You have to pencil him in.
Because we're actually bringing in somebody else to do it with us, too. Mm-hmm. So, and it's going to kind of be a recap of the month. Hopefully, if it doesn't get too boring.
We'll test it out, see how it feels. And then our short film that we've been working on for like fucking 6 months now and shit.
So. You look so excited about it.
We finished it 6 months ago and.
You just haven't edited it?
Yeah, it's because we.
Well, stuff kept coming up.
What was it?
On the way.
What did they say? You, we bit. Off too much. What?
How you bit you off too much that you could chew?
Bit off more than we could chew.
Yeah, more than you.
We're like, yeah, we're going to put these fucking effects here and shit. And it's like, do you guys know how to do effects? No.
Yeah, because that's the last thing is the effects and the music and it's done. It's been edited for a while now, but that's actually going to take a lot longer than we thought.
And we're still going to do every once in a while, you know, like how we used to do it in the car and stuff. But,
yeah.
Whatever.
We got a lot more stuff to chew. Our mouths aren't big.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways. So
there's
stuff.
There's that.
But I wanted to say, listeners out there that are not active, man, it's tough to get people to do anything.
Say anything.
Seriously.
It's like, let us know if there's any books that you recommend and all that good stuff. And also, I was thinking if they are reading books and they want to talk about, maybe they could record it themselves and...
Ooh, and then we could put it on
the
show.
Like a video, and we'll share it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and it's also possible. I mean, like, there's that thing you can record a little video and then send it through the messenger or even email it. So it's not that difficult.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Questions, concerns, comments.
All that good stuff.
They could do Facebook Live. Like, this is chapter one of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, yeah.
That would be awesome. You could wear a mask, make it fun, or like makeup, like
the V Vendetta mask.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god! And then you could be a regular on the show. like the architect.
If you're single and hot, you hit me up too in the same channel. So
we also have another empty chair. Empty chair. Anybody else that wants to read?
Definitely. Yeah. You're welcome on the show. Just let us know. Drop us a line and it's swing cool on that.
What do you go by in the show?
Shorty. I just did it because I'm so used to. We were promised Crown, right. So I was like, "What?" So I didn't think.
It's cool that she came on and we had another new voice.
Yeah, we should bring people.
On. Yeah.
Well, if anybody wants to read, well, yeah, I mean, you're always welcome to come back too.
Yay!
Eric doesn't want to come in and talk about comics anymore
because he's playing Destiny.
He's boring.
I bet you.
He has his ear to the door right now.
He's right. Like, he's just like, "What are they saying about me?
What are they saying? I can act uninterested."
Nice, nice. Cool. Well, you can also find us on We Were Promised Crowns. Shorty and I do an all-girl podcast where we talk shit about guys or anything. Life in general.
I was going to listen, but
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know, just one of the topics. I mean, sometimes we're nice. Sometimes. Yeah. And what else?
We throw questions to Mustache Cash Stash and then
they go in turn back and forth.
Nice.
Like, why are they so I'm just kidding.
We are also, Jordan and I are starting another podcast with two other girls. Oh, yeah. And this is going to be a mobile podcast. I know, a lot of podcasts. It's going to be monthly, and we're going to actually record in Plasencia, maybe hopefully while having drinks. And it's going to be a podcast about Sex in the City.
Whee!
The TV show? Or actually having sex in the city? I'm in it for the other one.
The show.
I watched the show. It was a good show.
I loved what's her name, the brunette.
Charlotte. Yeah, she's so cute. She's really cute. She's my type. Actually, I'm more Samantha, but I'm not really into blondes.
Samantha.
So we're gonna start that in July.
That sounds interesting.
It's gonna be on site.
I just watched the movie about a week ago.
I've never watched the movie.
Did you watch it alone or with a friend?
I went to my brother's house. I was like really tired and I just kind of jumped on his couch, but I couldn't fall asleep. Uh-huh. And his girlfriend was getting ready in the room and I guess she had left it on. Uh-huh. And it was the beginning.
Oh.
And I ended up sitting there and watching the whole thing. And then
I was like, nobody's the second here. One coming on?
It was a good show.
And then
liked
the second
it.
One came on, right, and I watched that one too.
Yeah, it came on.
So I went back
to
Dubai.
Yes,
there's two.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The second one, they're in Dubai. And the first
one. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the second one just came right back on, and I was like, well, no one's here. I'm going to continue watching.
I'm just going to pretend can't change the channel with.
The control's too far away.
I think my brother came in halfway through the second one. He's like, are you fucking watching this? And I'm like, no, your girlfriend left it on. It's just there. I don't know where the remote is. I didn't want to get up.
It was a notebook moment. It was a notebook.
Oh my God, yes.
That's what happened to us in the notebook.
Really?
Were you with me with that?
Yeah, I was there. We were there. We were at his living room. He's flipping through the channels and he leaves a movie on. We're watching it. I was like, man, this is a pretty good movie. What the fuck is this? You know, later on, we found out the notebook. We're like, wow, that was good.
Because it was like, I think it had just been released on DVD and everybody was talking about it. And one of my friends was passing the DVD along. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking watch that movie.
Yeah.
And then, that's what happened. We ended up stumbling
onto
it. We're
watching it. We're like,
this is pretty good. What is this? The notebook. I'm like, don't tell anybody.
It's between us.
It's a great movie. Only good one out of the Nicholas Sparks
the only one I saw.
Adaptations.
Have you seen more?
No.
Oh, boy.
No. It's a notebook.
I won't confirm or deny.
I've only seen the notebook. I didn't want to see anything else.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's awesome.
Cool. Well done.
Well done, guys. So, we're going to start that off. I'm going to test out the mobile
equipment,
so it'll be exciting for me to venture on something different. And then, it's going to be good. Because one of the girls that we're doing it with, she's a mom, and she's like a real mom, so she doesn't want to, leave.
Right,
so that way we'll just go to her place and then record and then come back.
My lights?
Yeah.
Aw, oh, shit.
Lights on?
He left his lights on and probably doesn't have any battery left.
Let me go turn them off.
All right. Well, we have been your hosts.
I've been.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Sarah.
Shorty.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye. We'll handle it.